Peugeot has a long history in Australia. Among their models sits the small medium-size hatch, the 308. They upgraded the GT version in July last year, and Rob Fraser has just spent a week in one.
Let me start out by saying that I really liked the Peugeot 308 GT. It definitely has that French design flair that translates into some quite clever features, and some that leave you scratching your head wondering why. The 308 GT has a refined, sporty feel, typically Peugeot, with more than enough driver engagement for most owners. The new 8-speed transmission has improved the day-to-day driver appeal, and combined with the 1.6-litre turbo petrol engine that produces about 165 kilowatts, it has enough zip to make driving fun. It's got a selectable sport transmission, retuned suspension, a lower ride height, and a host of comfort and safety features. Comes with a 5-year unlimited kilometre warranty and roadside assistance, and is priced at just under $40,000 plus the usual costs. The 308 GT presents a real alternative for buyers that want something just a little bit different.
Buying a car is a big decision. For many people, the next new car they select will be part of their life for a decade, sometimes even more. So, doing your research first is essential. Check out the hundreds of car reviews available free of charge at Car Review Central before you head out car shopping. Unbiased and completely independent, Car Review Central will let you know the good bits and maybe the not-so-good bits of each new car on the Australian market. You can even easily look through other car and SUV models within the same category to see if maybe there's a better option. Just type in carreviewcentral.com.au.